This week's parsha starts Vayera Ilov Hashem. It's a modern zach that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was always mitzayer himself for mitzvahs, for even a chatzi mitzvah. Chazal learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was mitzayer himself to do the Ari Miklat, even though he couldn't be mashlam the mitzvah. He was maschil the mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu, the whole Vayera Elov here at the beginning of the parashas, Avraham Avinu is sitting there, mamish kechoy mayoyim, and he's mitzayer that there's no guests. Rav Shlomo Hyman says, I don't understand Avraham Avinu. He says, I understand the guy is Hanukkah, and he doesn't have oil to light an Er Hanukkah. He's taka in his gomer. He doesn't have oil to light the Nerchanik. Right? So he said, I understand. You know, you're bizarre, even though you're oinus rachmona patri. But I have a mitzvah to light the Nerchanik, and I can't. That makes sense. You're bizarre. Can't be mekayim in Nerchanik. He says, what would you say about a guy comes the first day of Hanukkah? He says, I'm bizarre. It's not Tesva of Tishrei. I can't have a sukkah. My mom is bizarre. This person is tippish. It would be baltoisiv not to have a sukkah. If you're mechavin l'shei mitzvah, you'd be over baltoisiv. There's no mitzvah now for sukkah. What's the tzar? Why are you bizarre? There's no mitzvah now. Frek of Shlomo Hyman. There's no mitzvah to bring people into your house. If there's people that need shelter, you give them shelter. Imagine a person waking up one day and going, everybody got money now, okay? Mamdomi won, and he gave money to everybody, all that I need. Nobody's poor anymore. They're not paying rent anymore. They go to grocery for free. Buses are free. It's gewaltig. There's no more need. Yeah? No anim. Imagine a guy would say, I feel so bad. I used to help all these schnorrers. Now there's no schnorrers anymore. I feel so bad. Is that tippish? If there's a poor person, you help him. What are you bitzar for? You understand? What are you bitzar? Zeifrek of Shlomo Hyman. There's no people that need a place. There's nobody in the street. Okay, fine. Bitzar? What's Pshat Bitzar? That's his question. The Chazal tell us that this is the biggest gilui that Avraham Avinu had so far, the Vayera Elov. It wasn't Bemara, it wasn't the way it was before, Tardema. After the Mila, he had a certain gilui, a gilui Shechina that he never had before. Certain. But yet, it doesn't say the name of Avram. All the Mefarshim, it's not my question, all the Mefarshim. So here, we're elevating Avram, Vayera Elov, Hashem comes to him and appears to him in a higher, heightened level. So it should say El Avram, Vayera El Avram. It's missing Iker Chosim and HaSefer, Vayera Elov. It's Vayera Elov, Hashem. So again, there's many Pirushim Shoinim on this. But I'll tell you a thought. The Rebbe of Yankiv Zatzal was omer on the end of the parasha. It says, "Vayhi achar advar me'ela by the Akeda." After these things, Hashem told Avram to do the Akeda. "Vayhi achar advar me'ela." So Rashi says, "What's achar advar me'ela?" So either Satan was makatrig, but then he says, "V'yeshayim." Rashi says, "Achar advar shol Yishmael." Rashi says that Yishmael was like being a knacker. He says, you, Yitzchak, you think you're a good guy. What do? You a baby. Right? None of us could take credit for doing our bris. Even Svi, sorry. No credit for the bris. Right? He had no choice. Right? The kid had no choice. I remember when Schneitz, I was a sandik by the bris. The baby was 18 months old, Mr. Tamid, by then. I got a kind. And he was machabed me with sandikois. I have to tell you, Rabbi Say, that was Mesiras Nefesh to be the Sandik. Because I had a kid on my lap that was a kid. It was already a, he was a Gansa kid. And he didn't want, he had no interest in the boys. And he, as I'm holding him on my lap, he wants to go to his father. He wants, he, get me out of here. That was a hard Sandikoyas. Although to the Sandikoyas, I've gotten used to it. It's not, even though I'm a shtickleist in this, I got used to Sandikoyas. But that was a tough, that was a tough maaseh. So Yishmael told Yitzchak, you're a knacker. I was about mitzvah bochur, by my bris. Okay, I'm. So Zokt Rashi, that's the Achar Avor Meila, after Yishmael poking fun at Yitzchak and telling him, who are you? So Hashem, we have the Akedah. Obviously, ultimately, Yitzchak Avinu could have definitely poked back at Yishmael after the Akedah. Right? So that's what Chazal tells. Frekt Rabbi Yankiv, Chvashtenisht. If that's the Achar Advar Mehele, Harei Hifsik Bein Anyonim Bein increases Brisim Avimelech. There's a whole gap between the whole Maisa with Yitzchak and Higomelus Yitzchak and all that. Then there's Fichol Sar Tzvoi, coming to Avraham. They made a covenant. And then it says Vahi Achar Advar Mehele. So if the main point is after the bris and the whole thing, you shouldn't have the ma'isa of Avimelech and Pichol. Azoy Frek Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal. So he goes with a different mahalach here, how to explain. So I'll tell you a thought. Shtickle ties into what we're discussing. Because really, without feeling that everything around us, everything is governed by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, it's hard to reach this madrega. It's hard to reach the madrega. Avraham Avinu Be'etzem had different stages of his life of how much influence Avraham Avinu had in the world. Different levels. And it grew. The Baruch Hashem told him, you're going to be a bracha, you're going to be a brecha, you're going to be the one, you're going to spread, you're going to be a spring, you're going to... And that was the whole purpose of him becoming wealthy and powerful. And the purpose was to broaden the emunah in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The more powerful Avraham was, the more. So the Rishonim explained in this week's parasha that Avraham Avinu's exposure and influence grew with each success. It's found in the Yalkut Shemayni, and it's found in Abar Benel, and it's found in many of the Rishonim. That by the time Avimelech came to Avraham Avinu, because if you think about it, he came now. He didn't come right away. Why did he make a bris with Avraham when Sarah was there? When he got punished for taking Sarah, and Hashem Vayenaga, Hashem made a, he punished the whole household of Avimelech. Why did he make a bris then? We don't find he made a bris with Avraham. Now, he came. He said, I saw Hashem imcha b'chol asheratois. So the Abar Benel explains, and it's really found in the Yalkut Shemoni, b'signa nachar, but the same idea, that they saw Avraham doesn't have any part of his life that he's not successful with. And the way the Medrash is mashma, they tried to resist Avraham Avinu's success. Because Avraham Avinu's success meant to believe in Hashem. So there was a tremendous resistance to try to dismiss Avraham Avinu's success. So Avraham had success militarily. Unbelievable success. But they still dismissed it. Okay, Shane, he's a successful, he's a good general, he's there. Successful. Okay. They still dismissed it. Then, Avraham Avinu had success that whoever touched his wife, the Rabbanu Shel Olam just, they still dismissed it. You know what Chazal tell us? They said, Lamais, if he's a tzaddik, the biggest personal success you could have is to have children. He doesn't have kids. He has a ben oma. He doesn't have kids. But once he had, once Sarah gave birth, it was they were out of excuses. They just said, okay, the man is, he's infallible. Militarily, personally, and now a 100-year-old man with his 90-year-old wife, they have a kid. Elohim imcha b'chol asheratois. Avraham Avinu reached the peak that even Avimelech And even those, the deniers, even the deniers had to, against their will, begrudgingly agree that Avraham is just this infallible, which translates itself into Avraham Avinu having the tremendous hashpah that he can have on the world. So Avraham Avinu's hashpah peaked in this week's parsha. Peaked. And that's the story of Avimelech. Now Avraham reaches the peak. Flush it all down the toilet. Now flush it down the toilet. Now you're going to be known as the biggest Meshugana that ever walked on 2 feet. A murderous Meshugana. That's the Vayihi Achar HaDvarim Ela. Ferker Biankif, why are we sticking in the Mice of Avimelech? Because Avimelech was the culmination of the Spitz success. Avraham now was at his peak. And Rabban Shalom tells him, flush it down the toilet. Flush it down the toilet. And don't think that Avraham Avinu didn't have these thoughts. That was the Nisayon of that Keder. That was the Spitz Nisayon of that Keder. But Avraham, what's Pshat? Avraham did it. How? What koyach did he have? So I want to tell you like this. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says that Shlichus has a shaychus to Yad. It's like a hand. The shliach is like your hand. Zizok the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you look in the sugya in Gittin, on that sugya, on Daf Chof Aleph in the Gilyonei Hashas, he brings one of the sources that shlichus is a Yad. You know where he brings it from? This week's parasha. It says when Avraham went to Shecht Yitzchok, it says Vayishlach, he sent his hand. Vayishlach Avraham es Yodoy, Vayikach es Hamacheles. Says of Yosef Engel. So from this week's parasha, you see that we use the word shlich as on your hand. There's association between shliach and yad. Okay, very nice. I'm not going to go into the lumdus of Rabbi Yosef Engel. I want to just bring out one point. Why Taka, by the Akkad, is Avraham's hand called Shlichus? What's Taka Pshat? Good, there's a mocker to the Lumda Shavur. Why? So I want to tell you, Rabbi, say very simple. The Akkad was Taka an impossible thing to do. It's impossible. Humanly, impossible to do such a thing. Like I said, to Bernisham, Avraham built his whole life around influencing the world. And the Rabbanu Shalom now assisted him to reach the level that the worst of the worst are saying, Elohim, imcha b'chol asher atoise. You peaked. Now we're ready for the bracha, all the things that Hashem told you, to materialize. And now the Rabbanu Shalom says, shecht it. Now take everything, shecht it. Imagine. Imagine telling Rabbi Brody today to get rid of Bitcoin. Now after, I'm not talking about this week, okay, Shvach a week, but now get rid of it. If they built up years of Ashirim, I'm from the only Aniim because I didn't buy. All the Ashirim, Bitcoin. Now, Kach has called our Bitcoins and dosi dos. Avraham Avinu, his whole life was building up influence, and now he peaked. He just finished the Krisas Bris with a king, a denier, who said, I can't deny it anymore. Elohim imcha b'chol asher atoise. You're, God is with you. What should I say? There's no denying. The denier, the biggest deniers, couldn't deny. And now Hashem tells him, okay, v'yachad v'omeil, okay, flush it down the toilet. Now I want you to be, tomorrow you're going to be in all the papers. The murderer, the father murderer who slaughtered his son. The radical Meshugana. And Avraham doesn't even. The answer is that to Avraham, he was nothing more than Kecheres B'yad HaNishma. There's no Avraham. All of these thoughts are only how much you look at yourself as it's me. Okay, siyata d'shmaya, avada day, b'shta helps, avada. Oh, but it isn't me. There's a noichi. How much you look at yourself like you're completely bottle. You're completely bottle. Then the Rebbeinu Shem tells you today, eschol agoy gadol. He tells you tomorrow, take your son and shecht him. There's no you. The introduction of Parshas Vayera is Vayera Elov Hashem. There's no Avram. Avram is invisible. Avram is just a person who accepts what Hashem tells him. Vayera Elov Hashem. That is the essence of who Avram Avinu is. That's the muhus of Avram Avinu. The muhus of Avram Avinu, that's what it is. What's a shliach? When you send a shliach to do something, you're already disconnected. You just launch it. Those who learned Gittin remember that once you send a shliach, the shliach could do it even without your das. Many Mishnah mold, you could become a tippish, and there's still the shliach could do it. You have to make a bitla shlichas. But now you launched him. To Avram Avinu, his whole mechus shlichus was vayishlach yadoi. Was Avram's? It's me, Avram, slaughtering my son. I'm just in the middle. I'll tell you something about Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Shach, it's hard to believe. It's already 24 years since his p'tir. Tomorrow is his yahrzeit. Tazayin Chesh, tomorrow is your time. Rav Shach Zatzal, Tovshin Samach Beis. So it's 24 years ago. Rav Shach Zatzal, and I always tell the Talmidim this, with all his kanoros and shtarkeit, he was an unbelievable Baal Chesed. Unbelievable Baal Chesed. When I was a Bach in Eretz Yisrael, he was already an old man, meaning I got to know Rav Shach when he was an old man. Very old, right? And that was the first time. That's really how I became like, I want to be a Talmud of Rav Shach. I went to hear a shir from Rav Shach, right? I was probably the only bacha. I take pride in it. Probably the only bacha who went every week from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to hear Rav Shach shir on Tuesdays. I don't think there was any, I didn't take a poll, but I think I'm the only one that did it. I did have Matan Schar Betzida because on the way back I used to stop by Reb Chaim. There were no lines then. There was nothing. You just walk into Reb Chaim. He was sitting there alone. It was. I used to talk to Reb Chaim on the way back. That I didn't do every week, but I frequently did that. The first week I went to Reb Shach Shir, Reb Shach's height, he's about this tall, right? Mamish a little, very. And he was bent over. So I'm sitting in the, there's like 300 guys in a room for Shir, and I could barely see him. You know, I saw him, and he's walking to the bima. This is Mamish, I'm not exaggerating. This is the way he's walking to the bima. And I remember, I'm thinking in my mind, oy vey, no, he's a tzaddik, and he's a goyim, but for this I came from Yerushalayim. What's he going to say? He looked like he couldn't breathe, kemat. That's the way he looked like he couldn't breathe. You know, this was the walk. He gets to the middle of the room. There's a big Gemara there. Literally, to open the Gemara was a whole Mishaberach. You know, today I would have given him an iPad. Just the cover, to open the cover was such an avoda. And I'm telling you, Rabbi, I have to be moida. I figured they'll say, I'll read a Gemara, say a Rashi, and then we'll go back. And I was zeicher to see a Godel. That's what I thought. Tippish. He starts giving shit. Rabbi said, within 5 minutes, he was fully standing fully straight up, and his voice was like this. It was ipsat in Rashi! Was mit Rashi! And then somebody asked a question. Nein, das ist Tipsis! Tipsis! Doesn't it? I saw Mikan Trias HaMesim in Atere. The Gemara wants to know, where, how do you know Trias HaMesim? I witnessed it. He went from, looked like he needed a respirator, to he looked like he could bagrob me in the ground. So Yiftach said, I'm coming back here. I'm coming back here. So that's what made me. Tosek in Rav Shach. When Rabbi Tzion and I went in with my father, that was mamish, that was years later, he was noch schwacher. You can imagine. He was already sitting, and sitting he couldn't breathe. He was sitting, do you remember his breathing? Sitting in a chair. He was breathing, but he had a gemara in front of him, and he looks at me and he goes, this is schwer. So you think, what's he learning? The Ian Yankee von Tainus? He can't breathe. Kemat can't breathe. He was learning the Toysus and Tomid Nishchat of Yuchar Dover, one of the most difficult Toysus. This is schwer. So he mamish lived up to what he said. He once said in Shir, he said, Vos Atamud Chochem. Atamud Chochem is, Oy mislist him in health, if you slice him in half. Blut kommt nicht da raus. Blood doesn't come out. Schas kommt da raus. If you cut him in half, no blood comes out. Schas comes out. That's what he was. But he was a Baal Chesed Nifla. So I'm just telling you what Maisa. He went, this is when I was a Bacha, so it was Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, around then, a long time ago. It's 40 years ago, almost. They decided that he needs a vacation. They sent him to Telstone. Telstone was a nice, beautiful place, you know, it's quiet. They sent him from Bnei Brak to Telstone. He got there at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m., whatever, in the morning. They daven shachris. He learned for like 2-3 hours. And then he told the people that were there, Medavtsri gains to Bnei Brak. We have to go back to Bnei Brak. They want to give him a break. We're going to Bnei Brak. He says, Ich bin schon da 3 Stunden. I'm here 3 hours. Ich hab gold chesed getan. I didn't do any chesed. In Bnei Brak, people constantly come to me with sorrows, with this, with that. I'm here 3 hours. I didn't do chesed yet. 3 hours. Instead of saying, Porsche Petrani, I got a break. He said, Ich bin schon da 3 Stunden. I'm here 3 hours. No chesed. The pshat is Rav Shach was a shliach to Rachmona. Rav Shach was Vayera Elov. He was a shliach of Hashem. He was nothing more than a shliach of Hashem. And he's here, Hevi Doimeloi. We're here to go in Hashem's ways. So to him, chesed was oxygen. To him, chesed is oxygen. No chesed, he can't breathe. When he can't breathe, he has an AIDS, so he can start learning, then he can start breathing. But no chesed, he can't. Tosi given Avram. Vayero Elov Avram, there was no Avram. Avram was just a shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom. Memele, his whole life was to be a shliach of Hashem, Ahu Chanun, Avat Chanun. Memele, he was mitztayer that he wasn't doing chesed. Not because he had a chiyuv that he wasn't being Mekayim, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. I wasn't today, now, I wasn't being able to be Hoylich B'drach of Shoah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayera Elov Hashem, that's my whole essence. That's who I am. That's why he was in pain. So that's the Bira Dover. That's the beginning of the Parsha. And that's, I think, the Lekach of the end of the Parsha. Vayishlach Yodai. Avram was just a representative of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Okay.